Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about talking points and coincidences. We just had a special announcement by the people who were tasked with making sure we have resilience in our election infrastructure. It was cool. They came out to reassure everybody, to calm everybody, to make sure everybody was on the same page. Specifically, they wanted to make sure that you knew you could be confident your vote counts. It's quote, confident your vote counts. I want to make sure everybody knew that. That was coming from the director of the FBI. He went on to say that early unverified claims to the contrary should be viewed with a healthy dose of skepticism. I agree with that. Makes sense. You need to be a good consumer of information. The director of national intelligence was also part of this conference. And he goes out to say, claims about fraudulent ballots are not true. And he said that all of this was being done to undermine voter confidence. Now, if you didn't watch this conference, right now you are thinking that the director of the FBI and the director of national intelligence held a conference and just trashed Trump. But that's not what this was about. It was about operations they say are taking place that are being conducted by Iran and Russia. Or as the DNI called them, they were desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. Got it. So when a foreign nation attempts to undermine voter confidence, makes false claims about fraudulent ballots, makes early unverified claims that your vote may not count because it's rigged. When it's foreign nations, desperate attempts by desperate adversaries, what is it when the President of the United States does it? He's using the same talking points, trying to achieve the same goal. I mean, it makes you wonder whether or not Russia and Iran got their talking points from him or the other way around. They line up that closely. And it doesn't matter, it could just be a coincidence. But at the end of the day, you have to realize the president's re-election strategy is the strategy being deployed by foreign nations to disrupt the election. It seems like everybody who wants to undermine American democracy is using the same talking points, making the same allegations. And here you have the DNI and the FBI director saying it's not true. I think it's interesting. And I think that those who still support this president might really want to think about what they're supporting. If his talking points about American democracy match up with those people, those nations, who want to subvert it, do you really think he believes in the Republic, in representative democracy, in the Constitution, when all he does is try to undermine it? Maybe a desperate attempt by a desperate adversary. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good night.